30 years of helping homeowners in about around their house, home, castle, or cabin. We have David on the line. We have Donna on the line. Two callers called in. I don't know their names yet, but we're going to get to all of them. Let's start with David, who's been patiently holding the longest, calling from Tempe. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Super. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, thanks.
What you up to today?
Well, just doing things around the house, but I need your help.
Okie doke.
House, we purchased this house more than 10 years ago, and sometime prior to that, the covered carport was, the cement was painted, and of course now it's ragged and only half of it's there. How do I get the rest of it off?
David, take a picture of it and get over to Cohills. On that's University and what about 46th
yeah.
Street.
It's a 40th Street exit, and you take the first left if you're going north. You come back around, you turn in at the what is that little cafe? Peppercorn Inn, Peppercorn Cafe, really good one. It's always crowded.
Okay, you'll find
and
that.
And then there are like three more buildings down on the left hand side, and you can't miss it because their entire driveway is 50 different styles of stamp.
And
color
stained
concrete.
So pull their address, okay. Buddy. While and David, if they'll just get an idea, just take a picture of it and take it to the guys down there. They get an idea of what's down there, how long it's been down. They'll be able to give you the right product to take it off. Okay, so that's
okay.
That's project one.
Pepper Sauce Cafe.
Okay. Pepper Sauce. Okay.
Pepper Sauce Cafe. Turn in front of Pepper Sauce Cafe, and they're at 3825 East Ann Street.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll stop in and add it to your tab.
So. There you go. All right.
There you go. Okay, in your calendar in April, sorry I'm running a little behind, but under things to do around the house, one of them is under the water heater is to replace the rod in the water heater.
Yeah, anode rod.
Is that something I can do?
Yeah, it's pretty easy if you'll just – you can actually, David, just go to YouTube and plug in replacing anode rod. And you'll have about 20 different videos you can watch. It's just a plug. Generally speaking, it's just a plug. It's a big hex nut that you can see on the top of your water heater. And you'll just take a socket wrench, break that loose, close the water pressure valve to the water heater, mm-hmm. Turn the water heater off, break that loose. It lifts up, and it's a piece of soft metal that's about 3 feet long, and it's about the diameter of your thumb, and it's silver, and if it looks like it has measles and it's got white spots all over it,
or if it's even there,
it
may have already deteriorated.
Well, that's the point I'm getting to. If it's got the white spots like measles on it, but it's still bigger around than your pinky finger, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, and don't replace it. Put it right back. Now, if it's the diameter of pencil lead and it's a steel bar, that means all of the soft alloy has been eaten away and you have to replace it.
And what that means is that all those hard minerals are eating away at the steel tank.
Instead of the anode rod. Because the anode rod is just a sacrificial rod to keep the aggressive nature of water eating it instead of eating your water heater.
Okay. So when I replace it with a new one, if it needs it, does it take a special seal or
nope.
screw it in?
Just screw it in. That's
okay.
It, man.
Okay. Okay. One last thing on it is my water heater is outside and it's in a little protective storage thing. So do I remember right that the new rods can come instead of one long piece?
Yeah,
chained
section.
Yeah,
exactly. When you've got a lot of times they're in a laundry room underneath a 7-foot soffit, and you can't lift the rod all the way out, but they make them where they're linked, in 1-foot lengths, and you just drop them in one at a time, link them.
Okay, and just get them at a plumbing supply? Or?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's your zip code?
85281.
5281. That's East Valley, right?
Preston Broadway, yeah. Tempe.
So from there, Central Arizona Plumbing Supply is up on 51 and Camelback. is probably the closest one off the top of my head.
You know, I don't know. They've just got them all over the place between Hughes and you know.
Okay.
And again, this is the value of cell phones. I would take a picture of the water heater in the configuration it's in, take a picture of the top of the water heater, the brand of the water heater, and the compartment that it's stored in, and I'd go with those photos to the plumbing supply store and say, I want to replace my anode rod. Long as you got the water heater turned off and the water turned off to the water pressure turned off, go ahead and drain it real good. And you, again, there's steps to that. You open the petcock valve at the bottom. You drain all the water out. A lot of sediment's going to come out, and depending on how long it's been since you've done it before, once it's empty, you turn the water pressure back on, rinse the back of the bottom of the tank, let that drain out. You may have to do that two or three times until the water's draining clear. Voila, bada bing, bada boom. Your water heater's now all set. Put the anode rod in. Boom, you're done, baby. All right.
Okay, thanks. Happy anniversary.
All right, David, thank you very much. When we get back, it's Donna and Jeff and you, if you can get online real quick.
And then there is a Ferguson over off of McClintock and Broadway. And most of those places supplies are open till noon on Saturdays.